Hello, everyone. I am Clever Mafia, and welcome to the first episode of our new segment here on the TCM podcast called The Illustrious Human, where we will be taking an in-depth look at some of the very special people who have impacted our lives and the lives of countless others. We're going to tell their stories, the ones who inspire, create, and entertain us, and we hope that you'll join us on this journey as we trip around the stars and explore an illustrious human. And in today's episode, we're going to dive into the story of Chris Farley. Everybody knows the beloved American actor and comedian. He was a writer also, and he made a significant impact on the entertainment industry during his all too brief life. He was one of my favorites for sure. I definitely knew how to make someone laugh. And despite his short life, Chris Farley left a lasting legacy in the entertainment industry. His unique brand of physical comedy, he was always diving on things and breaking things, and just his willingness to push the boundaries paved the way for future comedians, and his performances continue to bring joy and so much laughter to the audiences around the world. And in this episode, we're going to explore Farley's life in more detail, including his childhood and his rise to fame on SNL and some of his most memorable characters and his sketches. And I'm going to go over his film career a little bit, include some of his iconic roles and performances and his struggles with substance abuse and addiction, and his attempts to get sober, and his tragic death, and the impact of his legacy on the entertainment industry. So sit back, relax, and join us as we explore the life and career of one of the most talented and beloved comedians of all time, Chris Farley. So Chris Farley was born in Madison, Wisconsin in 1964. He grew up in a family that valued humor and performance, and his father was a businessman and an amateur actor, while his mother was a homemaker and an aspiring writer. Farley attended Marquette University. Marquette. I've been in that area, but I've never stumbled across Marquette University in Milwaukee, where he earned a degree at the university in theater and communications. And then after college, Farley moved to Chicago, where he joined the famous Second City. I had the pleasure of seeing some Second City folks on a cruise I recently went on, I shouldn't say recently, it was kind of pre-pandemic time, but there were some really great improvisations, and that's where he honed his improvisational skills and met other fellow comedians like Mike Myers, Tim Meadows, Chris Rock. And Farley's just larger-than-life personality and physical comedy quickly made him stand out as a performer at Second City. And back in 1990, he was hired as a writer and a cast member on SNL, or Saturday Night Live. And as we all know, we all became quickly fans and of his, some of my favorite, and just his high-energy performances and his hilarious characters, and including one of my favorites was his motivational speaker, Matt Foley. He did the Chippendales Dancer skit, and I think his name was Chip on that show during the skit, and then he did a talk show host segment. Some of you may not remember. It was I think it was Bennett Brower was the skit, and just Farley's chemistry with some of his other fellow cast members, which later led to movies, but with like individuals like David Spade, who was also a highlight of the show during that era. And Farley's success on SNL led to his career in film. So people loved him on TV, on SNL, they tuned in just to watch, and Then he started a number of hit comedies in the 90s, including, again, one of my favorite movies with Chris Farley, with Tommy Boy, and then he did Black Sheep and Beverly Hills Ninja, just goofy movies. But his physical comedy and his willingness to throw himself into every role made him one of the most popular and beloved comic actors of his time. And unfortunately, Farley's success was also accompanied, which happens too often in the Hollywood Hills, and then you get intertwined with that lifestyle, and you get in, you know, there becomes substance abuse issues. And, you know, he was known for his hard partying lifestyle, and he struggled with addiction throughout his entire career. Despite attempts to get sober, he tragically died of a drug overdose in 1997 at only age 33. There's a whole story behind it. I know he had his last appearance on SNL, and later that year, I believe it was in December, he had passed. And tragically, he just couldn't get the help that he needed. And one of the key themes in Farley's life and work was his struggle with addiction. And Farley was known for that larger-than-life personality, which often included heavy drinking and drug use. And his partying became so infamous that it often overshadowed his comedic talents to the folks in Hollywood and the powers that be. And then his behavior on the set of SNL, kind of behind the scenes, and movies, was often erratic. But I gotta say, despite his struggles with the addiction, Farley attempted to get sober multiple times, and it is on record that he checked himself into rehab facilities several times throughout his career. But unfortunately, he was never able to fully overcome his addiction, and in part, he couldn't get himself out of that lifestyle. It became who he was. And in fact, many of his closest friends and colleagues have speculated that his fame and success just exacerbated the addiction. And he felt the pressure to maintain that partying lifestyle in order to keep up with the demands of his career. They were linked hand in hand. And, you know, Farley's tragic death in 1997 shocked the entertainment world, no doubt. Everybody was unbelievably just distraught, and they, you know, it left fans mourning the loss of one of the most favorite comedians of the time. And, you know, in the years since his death, Farley's legacy has continued to grow, and many comedians cite him as a major influence on their work, and his films continue to still be beloved by fans all around the world. And, you know, despite his struggles with addiction, Farley's life and career, at the very least, serve it as a testament to the power of human interaction and the power of humor and the importance of laughter. And even in his darkest moments, Farley was able to bring joy and laughter to others through his performances and his unique comedic style. And today, he's remembered not only for his talents as a comedian and actor, but also for his kind heart. And lots of folks would say he had this infectious spirit, and there was just no getting around it. And so that's it for today's episode about the life story of Chris Farley. We hope you enjoyed learning a little bit more about the comedic legend and his impact on the entertainment industry. And join us next time for another episode of The Illustrious Human. And if you would like to join the discussion and be part of the show on Twitter, or have information you would like to add, we can continue the conversation on Twitter at Too Clever Mafia. That's at TOO Clever Mafia. Or you can just send us an old-fashioned email, twocleveremafia@gmail.com. All the links and everything you need is in the description. And that's all I have to say about that. Bye-bye for now. Take care of each other.